Secretary of State Jim Condos says his office is actively taking steps to protect Vermont's election system from being manipulated by foreign or domestic computer hackers. Condos says there's no evidence so far to indicate that Vermont's voting system was breached during the 2016 election. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Following reports of Russian efforts to affect the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, the Federal Department of Homeland Security has reached out to individual states to help strengthen the security of their voting systems. Secretary of State Jim Condos says this issue has become an ongoing and critically important concern for his office.
We take the security of our elections process very seriously. We want to maintain the utmost integrity in our system.
Condo says his staff is constantly on the lookout for suspicious activities. He says the Department of Homeland Security periodically runs tests on Vermont's system to look for weaknesses because DHS believes many state systems are being targeted by hackers.
Breached is when someone actually gets into your system. Targeted means they try to scan your system to see what vulnerabilities you had. We have no evidence that anybody got into our system, and we were doing it before, but we're doing it even more so now that we're constantly on the alert.
Condo says it would be very difficult for someone to use their computer to actually alter the election results in Vermont towns. That's because all towns in the state tally their votes by using either paper ballots or ballots that are fed into an optical scan machine. Condo says Vermont's vote counting system is decentralized and that the optical scan machines are standalone tabulators that aren't linked to any outside system. This makes it virtually impossible to hack them.
It would be very difficult. First of all, state law says that they cannot be connected to the internet by hardwire or Wi-Fi or in any way.
Montpelier is one of the several dozen communities that use an optical scan machine. City Clerk John Odom is confident about the security of the system as long as the tabulator is not connected to any online programs.
There's really no way to get in there, and the technology is solid. It's just straightforward scanning technology, 20 years old. It's reliable. It's tested. And, as long as we don't network them, it's the highest level of computer security, essentially.
The programming cards for the optical scan machines are locked in a vault in Montpelier. Would it be possible for a hacker to manipulate the card to alter voting results in the city? Odom says it's very unlikely because access to the card is extremely limited, and his office also tests the performance of each card several times before Election Day.
We test them every which way. We screw up ballots, we give them good ballots, and we feed them every way imaginable, and then we compare them with the results.
Odom says the state's voter registration system is online and is potentially subject to a breach. But he says a new state law allowing for same-day voter registration would ensure that all eligible voters had an opportunity to cast their ballot in the event of a computer attack.
That actually procedurally is a huge help to covering that hole. If somebody gets in there and they find they've been removed maliciously, we can just register them again under the law.
Odom says it's critical for state and local officials to remember that safeguarding the election system will require an ongoing commitment to upgrade security measures.
It's important to remember that IT security is always a moving target. You can't just create a benchmark, create a date. We're going to upgrade everything. We're going to get it to this point, and then we are secure.
As part of that ongoing commitment, Odom says he'd like to see the appointment of an IT specialist at the state level whose primary responsibility would be to protect all state and local election systems. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.